Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
1 year later, remembering the last words of John Chow as expressed poignantly in his journal. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, John Chow is an American missionary who was martyred 1 year ago on November 17, 2018. He was martyred while sharing the love of Jesus with the Sentinelese people on the North Sentinel Island. Now, the North Sentinel Island is under the jurisdiction of India. On the world globe, it's actually closer to Indonesia, but it is a small island under India's jurisdiction. John's final days and hours are chronicled in his personal journey, and his last words are compelling. They reveal his heart for the Sentinelese and his love for Jesus Christ. I met John Chow in August of 2015 on a trip to Israel when I was there with Covenant Journey, and John was one of those young Christian college students who was on that tour of Israel. John had already gone on mission trips, and after I met him in August of 2015, he went on additional mission trips, Matt, and he ultimately became associated with All Nations, which is a mission group. Eventually, he went to this island, North Sentinel Island, and the reason he did is because since high school, he had a real desire for missions, and particularly to go to the most unreached people group in the world, and one of those groups, clearly, is the Sentinelese on North Sentinel Island. And he ended up giving his life, but his last words in his journal are absolutely compelling to all of us as Christians to live our life fully for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, John, as you mentioned, he encountered one of the world's most isolated people there on the North Sentinel Island. And according to a fisherman whom John paid to take him near the island, the Sentinelese, they shot him with arrows and they killed him and buried his body. And the body to this day has not been retrieved, but we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and he is glorified. He's with God now.
Yeah, he wrote in his journal, it's an amazing journal, because in his journal he wrote, he went there for a couple of days, and his final journal entry is on Friday in terms of watching what he thinks may be his last sunset. And then he also penned a letter, either Friday night or Saturday morning, to his parents and to his siblings, knowing that this may be the final letter he ever writes. And he gave that to the fisherman who took him from Port Blair offshore, significantly offshore, on the boat, and he would then get in a kayak and paddle from there to the island, and then the fishermen would go back, and they would come back later on to pick him up. So that's how the journal was ultimately delivered to these fishermen and eventually to his parents. But on the day before he died, his journal is so compelling, he wrote this. He said, "So I preached a bit to them, stating in Genesis, and disembarked my starting in Genesis and disembarked my kayak to show that I too have two legs. I was inches from the unarmed guy." And it was at this point that he began singing, because they had bows and arrows. This is one of the most unreached tribes in the world. So, because the nation of India does not allow anyone to go there, they want to protect them as like a museum piece. They don't want anyone to go there and disturb them. But these are individuals that have no medical care, no possibility to have any idea what happens in that sunset, beyond the sunset. They have dreams, they have hopes, just like you and me. And yet they're on this island, completely isolated. You know, if some little boy or girl climbs up a palm tree falls down and mangles their leg, they have no medical care to help them. They could simply be disabled just from what would be a normal break of the leg that could be easily fixed. And yet there are these entities like India that says, no, you got to leave them exactly the way they are. And John understood that these people had never heard Jesus. They had actually killed some fishermen a few years early in 2004 when they had parked their boat away from this island and wanted to sleep at night. And the boat came on moored and it drifted toward that island. These people came out, killed the fishermen, buried them. They were only able to retrieve one of their bodies, and they left the other one there, the Indian government. They did not go back and get it. And they don't do anything to these people. They murder people. They don't do anything. They said, no, you have to protect them. Well, that's why John's body hasn't been retrieved, because India won't let anybody go there to get it. So John went there, and he encounters these individuals. He had done extensive preparations for this journey. He began singing Christian songs. They put their weapons down, and they began to respond by being nonviolent. And that's when a young boy came out from behind them, shot an arrow at John's chest, and it burrowed halfway into his Bible that he was holding out while he was preaching. The arrowhead, he said, was thin, sharp metal. And John decided, as he is journaling that night, Friday night, thinking about this, wondering whether or not he should go back, not wanting to die, having this conversation with God, that God, he wants to live. He's scared. But if he doesn't go, who's going to go and share Jesus with these people? And he noticed that they had some positive reaction whenever he began singing Christmas carols. Let me just read this from his journal entry. John said, I'm scared. There, I said it. Lord, let your will be done. If you want me to get actually shot or even killed with an arrow, then so be it. I think I could be more useful alive, though. But to you, God, I give all the glory of whatever happens. I don't want to die. Would it be wiser to leave and let someone else continue? No, I don't think so, John writes. It almost seems like certain death to stay here, yet there is evidence of change in just two encounters in a single day. We'll try again tomorrow. And he says, if he doesn't go, who will take my place if I don't go?
You know, it reminds me of, you know, we all have gifts and abilities as Christians, and we all have different callings, but we all have an ultimate calling. As Jesus says in Matthew 28, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. You know, I think of the Jim Elliot and those other missionaries that went to that country and risked their lives, gave their lives for those Indians.
And then Jim Elliot's son eventually ended up baptizing one of the people who was there to kill his dad.
And Steve Sake, the same thing, his father, and he went back and is now like the Indian is like a grandfather to his family.
Yeah, that's right.
But if they had not gone, they would never know the truth of Jesus Christ.
And in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that somebody lay down his life for his friends. And the John Chow, the faith, the deep faith of this young man is so inspirational, and we can all learn from this. He made it clear in his journal entries that he knew it wasn't just a possibility, but a probability that he would be giving his life. Yet he took a step forward in faith, trusting the Lord, and gave his life in a show of ultimate sacrifice and love.
And the letter that he wrote to his parents, and this is the last words of John Chow. You guys might think I'm crazy and all this, but I think it's worth it to declare Jesus to these people. Please do not be angry at them or at God if I get killed. Rather, please live your lives in obedience to whatever he has called you to, and I'll see you again when you pass through the veil. He concluded, this is not a pointless thing. The eternal lives of this tribe is at hand, and I can't wait to see them around the throne of God, worshiping in their own language, as Revelation 7:9-10 states. I love you all, and I pray none of you love anything in this world more than Jesus Christ. He concluded with, solo dia, glory and signed his name, John Chow. This is a real powerful message to all of us to live our lives fully sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can read more about John by going to covenantjourney.org/John. That's covenantjourney.org/John.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.